The proposal released Monday night would scrap premium subsidies for low- and middle-income Americans in favor of tax credits tiered to a person's age. It would also drop the mandate that people must buy insurance. Instead, those on the individual market could pay up to a 30% penalty if they let their coverage lapse.
This is going to conceivably cost us more and provide less coverage.
That's Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. She says she's also disheartened that the bill wasn't drafted with input from Democrats, who Republicans may need to pass the plan. An analysis from rating agency S&P predicts 2 to 4 million Americans will drop their coverage, partially due to less generous federal subsidies. And Medicaid enrollment would see an estimated decline of 4 to 6 million after federal funding for an expansion of the program in 30 states is rolled back starting in 2020. James Dawson, Delaware Public Media.